I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Diane Harms, and the reason we're talking today is not about Dyke New Hartford volleyball like we usually talk with Coach Harms about. A really special honor that Diane recently received. She's going to be inducted into the UNI Athletics Hall of Fame coming up here in August. And Coach, thanks for taking some time. Congratulations on this huge honor. I want to go back to the very start for you. I just want to ask about your high school career and getting ready to play college basketball. What was it that ultimately led you to going to UNI after your high school career?
I checked out a couple of different schools, and every school I went to, I was like, yep, I'm going to play here. Yeah, I'm going to play here. Yeah, I'm going to play here. Ultimately, you and I was close. I mean, I graduated from Eldora New Providence High School, so it was close. My parents could come watch my sisters and everything. And I could still go back to some of their games. And it was an opportunity to play at the Division I level, so you and I ended up winning out in the end.
You bet. And when you got there, you burst onto the scene as a freshman and really never looked back. According to the release that you and I sent out here a couple weeks back, you played a program record 38 and a half minutes per game, a then single season record 541 points with 19.3 points per game. So a bunch of records on your way to first team All Gateway Conference honors in that season. How would you describe the impact you were able to make? What gave you the confidence to go out and perform at that level right away and make such a great impact as a freshman?
Fortunate to have really good high school coaches that I had the opportunity to play for. They pushed you to be your best. And just I don't yeah I played a ton of pickup games in the summer with a lot of males and females in Eldora when we were kids growing up, and just having played a lot of basketball and then just going in and playing at UNI, to me it was very similar. You're just playing basketball, and so you're just trying to do the best that you can and with the opportunities that you are provided.
And the release said that one of your best games of your career, March 1985 against Illinois State, 40 points, including 17 made buckets on 31 attempts, which were all single game records at that time. Do you remember that game specifically, and what was all going well for you and the team that in that game?
Honestly, yeah, that game, the basket looked so huge. I mean, I just felt like anything I was throwing up there was going in that night. It was just one of those games that, everyone kind of hopes and dreams that you have. And if for myself and for our team, that night, it just didn't seem, whatever I was doing seemed to be right that night. I put the ball up and it somehow found its way to go into the basket.
Any other games that you had notable performances, or any other kind of big moments that kind of have stuck out from your college basketball career?
Well, from our team perspective, Drake University is a very solid program. We were able to upset Drake University. I don't remember exactly which year when I was at UNI, but we were able to upset them one time when we were playing them. So that's a really big win for our team and our the women's basketball program at that time.
And what are some of the most important things you remember about your head coach, Kim Maiden, how she helped you throughout your college basketball career?
Well, obviously, from the very beginning, she had a lot of confidence in myself. I playing as many minutes as I did as a freshman, and the opportunities that I was provided. So she provided me with a lot of opportunities on the court, and even after my freshman year, she took me to some trials for some USA stuff, and just had that belief and that confidence in helping me to grow and become a better player.
When it comes to being inducted to this Hall of Fame, what was kind of going through your mind? Did you get an email? Did you get a phone call? What was kind of your reaction to learning this news of being inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, so I actually had a phone call from Megan Franklin, the athletic director. Actually did not answer the call, so she left a voicemail. So then I called her back the next morning, and then she informed me that she had just come back and that I was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame on this coming August for the ceremony and everything. And she kind of went through a little bit of it, and it is a great honor, for all the years that you played there and everything, and told me the other people that were being inducted in the class this year also. So, very exciting time to learn that you're going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame and be a part of the Panther Athletics.
throughout your playing career, who were some of your biggest mentors? You know, we talked about Coach Kim Maiden, of course, already, but who else kind of comes to mind as far as some of the most prominent figures in your athletic career?
Coach Ken Walker at Eldora New Providence was my coach my sophomore, junior, and senior years. And then I actually started playing at Applington Parkersburg. I played junior high there, and Coach John Allen was my junior high coach. And then my freshman year at Applington Park, it was just Parkersburg back then, sorry, just Parkersburg back when I was there. My coach, Al Kearns, was the assistant, and oh my gosh, I'm forgetting her name, was the head coach. So Elle was the assistant, and the head coach's name is escaping me right now.
That's all
So
right.
those
That's all
were
right.
like my main coaches that I had throughout. But honestly, we played so much as a family. My sister, my brother, my dad, and I, a lot of 2-on-2 games in the driveway and everything. So a lot of it goes to my family also.
You bet. Over the past several years now, the women's sports in general, you know, volleyball, basketball at the collegiate level, professional level, and stuff like that has just exploded. You know, as far as popularity, you know, it seems like people have taken, you know, women's sports way more seriously than they did maybe back then, right? What can you say about the growth of women's sports that this country has seen here, you know, especially over the last several years, and how it's kind of just taken off?
Yeah, I think that, Caitlin Clark for the basketball side has really helped with the interest in the women's basketball and just getting some excitement and everything around that. For young girls looking up to her, wanting to be like her is tremendous. On the volleyball side, they have the new professional league that is in, close by. People can go out and watch. I think all of those opportunities are just great for young kids. Aspiring to be able to go and watch some of their idols on TV or whether in person. Oh, I did remember Kathy Walker was my
Okay.
coach's name when I was in high school.
Very good. All right. So I do have to ask. So you were a standout, you know, in basketball, you and I and stuff, of course. But when it comes to coaching, you're obviously really well known as volleyball, having coached at Dyke and Hartford for many years at this point. What led you to coaching volleyball after a standout basketball career?
It was really just the opportunity. So my first teaching job I took in Charles City. And when I was at Charles City, they needed some coaching. So my first year I did June or 7th grade volleyball, 8th grade basketball, and then I was high school track. And then I moved up into 9th grade volleyball, 8th grade basketball, state track. And then eventually I became the, then that 3rd year, they asked me if Lawrence and I would take over the volleyball program. And so we did. And so I guess I just, my first opportunity to be a head coach was volleyball. And I just kind of stayed with volleyball and kept running. I did at Charles City, I was the assistant high school basketball coach for many years with Coach Newton and Coach Angel up there. And then just never really, the opportunity to be a head volleyball coach happened before the opportunity to be a head basketball coach, and I just kept running with volleyball.
You bet. Well, it's worked out pretty well for you with all those state championships over the years and stuff like that. When it comes to I guess your coaching career now, you've had a lot of your players go on to college volleyball programs, you know, especially at UNI as well. What are some of the most important things that you've been able to kind of share from your experiences in college sports to some of your, you know, student athletes that are thinking about, you know, playing in college, you know, just about what it takes to, you know, perform at that level, you know, the dedication it takes to perform, you know, in college athletics. What are some of those most important lessons you've been able to share with some of your student athletes based on your experiences?
Well, I think time management is a big one. The amount of time that you travel, that you're away, and you still have to maintain your studies and everything, and just work on that. And so that's something that we talk about, even in high school, if our bus leaves at 6 o'clock. If you're at six, you're late. You need to be there ahead of time. Just little things like that. But I think time management is a really big one. And just the dedication and that it's like starting over. You know, when you go into college, maybe you were a tremendous high school player, but you're going into college and everybody there was a tremendous high school player. So you have to start over and learn, you know, just stay competitive and compete and take advantage of the opportunities that you are given.
All right, well, that's about all I got for you here today. Any final thoughts you'd like to share about, this Hall of Fame induction before we wrap up here today?
Well, you know, thank you and I for the opportunity to play way back in the day. And it's just a great honor to be inducted into this 40th class, I think is what they said, of the Hall of Fame inductees.
All right, that's been Diane Harms, Hall of Fame inductee here to UNI Athletics. Thank you so much for the time today, and congrats one more time.
Thanks.
The sports beat will continue next.